And as promised, we have a special edition of the Discipline Investor Podcast where we're going to really focus in on the MSN Strategy Lab, because this week coming up, actually, we have all of us, there's all of us on the phone, I think many of us at least, are going to be at the Money Show in Washington, D.C., on a special panel that really focuses in on the Strategy Lab, where we have an opportunity to answer questions and participate with the audience about what's going on with the current environment. And I thought what we'd do is kind of bring a little bit of that to you today. What I thought I'd do first is to turn over to Ron Pritchard, who's with Microsoft, and he heads up the MSN Money. He's the guy that we all submit our trades to and our Strategy Lab journals, and he makes them look really pretty and makes us look literate. So, Ron, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Andrew?
Good, thanks. Why don't you do me a favor and take over for a minute and kind of go through all the people on the phone. We have like six people on the phone here from the Strategy Lab, and maybe you could just kind of talk about their asking about their strategy, a little introduction, and then we can go into some question, Q&A.
Sure, I'll give you a quick rundown. Strategy Lab on MSN Money is every 6 months we line up six traders, set them up with a portfolio online, ask them to trade and write, and show people how they make money. It's been pretty brutal. We started on August 1st, so it's been pretty brutal since then. But it's an excellent group. We're five of the six are about 10 points ahead of the market right now. That only translates to one that's actually making money, but over a short period, that's a pretty good survival rate. The six players that we have, and five of them will join us at the Money Show. We'll start with our champ from last round. We call him the skeptical capitalist, Vadi Yastvinsky, who is probably one of our most aggressive traders. And I don't know, maybe Vad can sum up real quick what his strategy really is. Everybody uses a different tactics for our game, so we get a good mix.
Yep. Thank you, Ron. As Ron mentioned, I used to be the most aggressive one. Now I don't think I am anymore, but I think the different it's a little bit of a different environment compared to the previous round, and where I was a little more aggressive with trading in and out. Now I'm a little more. Actually, if you look at the beta of my portfolio, probably the lowest one right now, and I have a lot of preferred stocks of financial companies that have a very low beta, and I also have a lot of buy right to closed and ETFs. So right now I'm actually really playing for a market that doesn't have a real trend from now on to all the way to January. So I'm not expecting it to move much. So I'm going to just kind of cherry pick a few companies here and there and try to get some alpha.